Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harth. This morning, my guest is Rick Holden, who's chairman of the NWFA, the National Wood Flooring Association. Rick, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good to be with you. I know this is a busy time for you. Just wanted to spend a few minutes talking to you. Real quick, you wear two hats. Other than being the chairman of the NWFA, you're also principal at Durr Flooring. Tell us a little bit about Durr Flooring.
We're a primarily hard surface flooring distributor. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. Our marketing territory is from New York City down to Richmond, Virginia, and we operate six facilities out of that region.
And it's based out of Philadelphia?
Willow Grove, Pennsylvania, which is a northern suburb of Philadelphia.
How are business conditions? How are you seeing business out there?
Slowly improving. I think we're pretty much in agreement that we're coming off the bottom a little bit, and we're cautiously optimistic for a little bit more growth this year.
Have you been in flooring your whole life?
Since graduating from college. I joined the family business after college.
All right. Well, here we are in Kissimmee, Florida, at the Gaylord Palms, a very nice place to have a meeting. We're at the first morning of the show. Had a little reception last night, which was very nice. You've been on the board through this whole transition from Ed to Michael Martin. How would you say the health of the organization is today?
I think we're substantially healthy. We've got a strong backing of the board members. Our membership is actually improving a little bit. And I think we've got a strong base to grow from in the coming years.
One of the neat things about this organization is the membership categories that make up the board. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
The organization itself has three member categories, manufacturing, distribution, and contractor, retailer. And the board reflects that. The board is a compilation of those three member categories.
And so you are a representative of the distribution category, and I think the chairman prior to you was in the manufacturing area, and it just kind of rotates, doesn't it?
Correct. Usually the chairman of the board will rotate. It'll go through manufacturing, distribution, and contractor, and just keep cycling through so that each member classification has an opportunity to have the chairmanship for a while.
Okay, so as chairman of this organization, you've taken the helm. I think it's a two-year gig for you. There's been a lot of excitement about some of the changes with this show. Talk a little bit about what you're most excited about with this meeting.
I think when we looked at it, what we took out of it is, number one, is that we had a lot of criticism, and we listened to the criticism, and we got a lot of input from our membership through surveys and just general talking to them, and asked them what they wanted in a show. And we tried to incorporate as many of those ideas into the show, and the response so far has been tremendous to the suggestions we've implemented.
So as you look at the coming events, what are some of the highlights that are going to happen in the next couple of days that you're smiling about, that you're happy that you all were able to pull together?
Well, I think the educational tracks we have are very industry specific. They're very geared to our industry. We've also got tomorrow morning is going to be very interesting. We have a lot of people from the hardwood industry in different areas of it from a global perspective, each one of them giving ideas on what's happening in their specific area of the industry. And then we also have our Floor of the Year, which is our great celebration of the best and most creative things we have to offer. And Carter Osterhaus, HGTV celebrity, is actually going to give out the award. So we're very excited about having Carter with us.
Right, throw some numbers at me. I mean, I know the attendance is up, the number of exhibitors is up. What are some of those stats?
Right now, well, we sold out the show floor with exhibitors. We have over 100 more booths this year than the prior year. And attendance is up about 40% over last year. So we're very excited about all that.
Talk to me a little bit about the fit for this show. You know, we know there's a national flooring show called Surfaces, and then there's some regional meetings, and then there's this show that's focused just solely on hardwood. Talk about how this fits within the whole flooring business.
Well, I think the whole idea of the NWFA arose 27 years ago was the fact that at that time, Surfaces or any of those shows were really dealt with carpet or vinyl. There was no real interest from that community for wood flooring to talk about. We were only a couple percent of the marketplace. So as it grew, we evolved the show to gear to our needs and our membership base. And as wood's grown, the interest in our show has grown too, and allows our membership to be specific of what they want, where a Surfaces show is a much more general show. Trade show specific education is extremely limited, if at all. You have a little bit the first day. So our show really gives an education and a trade show presence, which I think is a little bit different than, significantly different than what Surfaces is.
And you go in depth, don't you, on various ways of installing floors. And, I mean, it's a real focus on the wood flooring category, right?
Correct. We have a demo theater that will be running consistently during the show hours. They'll actually get into extremely specific, complex ways of installing wood flooring. Some things you might see once in your career or twice in your career, but it allows these guys to really see new things and new techniques. And also, even besides that, we have another demo area where manufacturers will be allowed to demo their own products, new, interesting products for the for our industry.
When you look at hardwood flooring as a category, what do you think the growth opportunities are? Some of the numbers that I look at say that as the market recovers, this category could really take off. What are you seeing?
We still believe there's a tremendous opportunity for wood flooring growth. We still lag well behind a percentage basis Europe and Asia. And so we think, too, when the economy comes around, we'll increase as well. And we're still only barely scratching the surface on commercial. We very little commercial business right now. So there's a great opportunity on the commercial side to gain share.
Okay, great, Rick. I know you've got to go back to your meeting, but thanks for stepping out and talking to our audience for a little while. Again, we've been talking to Rick Holden, who's chairman of the National Wood Flooring Association and also a principal with Durr Flooring outside of Philadelphia. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.